Hi, I'm Caesar Bryan, Portfolio Manager at Gabelli Funds, and I'm here today to talk a little bit about gold and gold equities. So the gold price has been trading in a range really since 2020, but has recently broken out to a new high and is now trading at around about $2,170 an ounce. The gain for the year has been about 6% in the gold price. So gold has really been driven higher by overseas demand, where there's a gold premium, for example, in the Shanghai gold market relative to global gold prices. In China, private investors have been attracted to gold because the real estate sector has done poorly, the stock market is not performing well, and there's general economic weakness, and the currency has also declined. In China, the central bank has also been an active buyer of gold, adding to its gold holdings and diversifying its reserves. This increase in the gold price has happened in spite of higher real rates here in the U.S. and a firm dollar, which is both those things are not gold price friendly. There's been a lack of Western investor interest in gold, and this is evidenced by gold coming out of exchange-traded funds. Year to date, about $7 billion has come out of exchange-traded funds, and the underperformance of gold equities relative to the gold price. Gold equities year to date are actually down a little bit, despite the rise in the gold price. Now, gold equities are cheap on an absolute basis, relative to their history, and also relative to the gold price. But of course, stocks can remain cheap without a catalyst. Looking ahead, we believe there are a number of catalysts which could interest investors. First of which is the upcoming corporate results season for the first quarter. Now, gold stocks have been hit by higher operating costs. We believe that in the first quarter, the cost pressures have abated for gold-producing companies. Second, should ounces come back into gold ETFs, this would signify investor interest in the sector in general. Third, if there's a pullback in the general stock market, generally that results in more interest in gold stocks. And finally, of course, a higher gold price. This could be based on the Federal Reserve reducing interest rates later in the year, which might result in a weaker dollar. That would, of course, garner interest in the gold sector. Thank you.
Investors should carefully consider the investment objectives, risk, charges, and expenses of the fund before investing. The prospectus, which contains more complete information about this and other matters, should be read carefully before investing. To obtain a prospectus, please call 1-800-GABELLI or visit www.gabelli.com.